Yes, thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis de Vries, Deputy Mayor of the City of Utrecht, located in the heart of the Netherlands. There's my presentation. I'm going to talk about our strategy if it comes to affordable housing, because at the moment, it's not that easy. We saw it already in the first presentation. So here's the clicker. First of all, let's look at the house prices in our city, in Utrecht. And if you look at the house prices, you can compare it with other cities, of course, and with the average of the Netherlands. And you can see Utrecht is a very expensive city, and the price has nearly doubled in 12 years. And if you look at the average transaction amount, if you want to buy a house in our city, it's €472,000. So you can imagine it's very expensive to buy a house in the city of Utrecht. And of course, that's a problem. Because if you look at people who want to live in our city, you have it's really a story about insiders and outsiders. So here you can see the housing quote, so the percentage of the income that you have to spend for your housing costs. And you can see it, blue is for sale, red is social housing, and yellow is the free market. And of course, yellow is the most expensive. And if you can see, if you have a house, if you bought a house, it's less expensive. But here's the thing, the house price, it doubled in 12 years, and it's very expensive at the moment. So outsiders, they can't get in, especially young people. And they have to rent a house, and mostly it's on the free market. So, and here you can see it, a big percentage of their income, it goes to housing costs. So that's quite a big problem. And here's our strategy if it comes to affordable housing and what we do in our city. And I will take you with me in the strategy. First is increased supply. Utrecht is growing a lot, so we are building a lot, 3,000 houses per year. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the Netherlands. But of course, that's not enough, because only to build houses, they still are expensive. So we have also a strategy if it comes to building affordable houses, and we make agreements with developers, for example. So 40% of all new houses are social housing. 35% is in the middle segment, and 25% is the more expensive segment. And it can be buy or rental. And we also increase housing with temporary houses. And we try to place them in 1 or 2 years. And they are standing over there then for like 10 or 15 years. And next year we are we have a plus of 1,500 social houses if it comes to temporary houses. So the second is increased circulation in the housing market. If you look at the people in our city, especially some of the older people, they live in quite a big house, and their children are already left the house. And if you look at the house that they are living in, it's not really fitting for their standards, because they are getting older and they have different needs. So we try to seduce them to go to smaller houses. And we do that by, for example, offering them a bonus to move. We have a housing advisor who can help them to search for the right new home for them. And if you do that, then the bigger house is available for example, families. So you increase the circulation in the housing market. The third is better use of existing space. We have a lot of houses in our city already, so we have to use that in a good way. For example, we have a home sharing platform, so we also try to seduce people to share their homes. So we have a platform where they can meet each other and they can share their homes. We try to top up if it comes to apartment blocks, for example, so build some floors up. That works also, and we also try to split houses, so split a bigger house in two houses, so then two families can live over there. And then the fourth is prevent excesses, because if you look at the city of Utrecht, we have of course also landlords in the free market rent, and Well, they in the past they could just do what they want if it came to rental costs, for example, and that made it really high. So the free market, it was just sky high, and people couldn't afford that anymore. So what a good thing is, in the Netherlands we have at the moment we call it good landlordship law and affordable rent law, where we can. We can have a strategy as a municipality to work on rents, for example, but also to give a fine if it comes to intimidation, for example, because we see that in our city. So now we can do that as a city, and that's really helping if it comes to affordable rent and houses. They get points and. You can sum it up, and there's a maximum amount of rent that a landlord can ask for his renters. And the fifth is look beyond the municipal border, because Utrecht is a big city, but of course we cannot do it alone. So we try to work together with municipalities in the region, and especially if it comes to realizing social housing, but also housing vulnerable people. We cannot do it only in the big city. We try to interact with the region and also help them, because if you look at local municipalities, they do not always have the people to realize it. So, and we do have the people to realize it in the big city. So we also try to help them and realize social housing. And I think it's time now. I saw the look, so close. Okay, well, I think, 30 seconds. Well, very sharp then. Thank you.